Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW, Josh Turner. Just got started. No, actually. Yeah, I never finished. Good morning. Welcome to Friday. My name is Dav Lear. Friday Talk Around continues. The end of the month. I always look forward to seeing Brad Edwardson's smiling face. Good morning.
Morning, Bill.
We're talking Wapiton Parks and Rec.
Yeah, how have you been? It's been probably two months.
Like a couple of months since you and I have talked last.
Sorry about that. I've been scrambling, and I don't scramble very well anymore. It's more of a bob and weave type of thing.
When do you scramble? You're one of the most organized people I know, or at least you make it look good anyway.
Well, it's all smoke and mirrors.
So. All right. Well, you got some great additions to Wapiton Parks and Rec.
We do, yep. We've got our recreation manager position filled, Summer Sapaniak. Be able to talk to her in a minute.
And, all right.
Josh Cook has also come on board. He's going to do our business manager type of role with some things in recreation. And we kind of all go to different areas, and it works out pretty well for us that we can fill in each other's areas.
Well, and it's amazing when I look at Parks and Rec how much that has grown. Here in Wapiton, it's crazy how big that's gotten.
It is. You know, we're trying to expand our recreation programming, both adult and youth. We've been doing a pretty good job at that, and we want to get it even more broad. But then we've got our rentals, the facilities that we have, the shelters and the campground and the community center. So it does take more than what we've had,
right?
And I think just getting one additional person is going to help us quite a bit and be able to provide a lot better service to everybody.
You've outgrown the shoes, is what you're saying. Yeah, that's a good problem to have, believe me.
It is, yeah, and it's been good. I mean, we do get pretty good feedback from the residents of Wapiton, and we're always trying to do what's best for them, and I think it's been working out pretty well. But there's always places that you can improve on and provide better services and all that kind of stuff.
So that's exciting stuff. That's exciting stuff. What's going on in the month of February?
Right. All right, so tomorrow starts February, and we've got two things right off the bat. The Hoop It Up Boys and Girls Youth Basketball Tournament will be taking place at Wapiton Public School. The Wapiton Booster Club is kind of who runs that. We provide the registrations and things like that, but that'll start at 8 a.m. tomorrow. I think there are over 30 teams that'll be in town to participate in that. And then also the Fire and Ice Youth Pond Hockey Tournament is going on. We don't run that. That's run by the Blades, but they're using some of our facilities. They'll be down at the pond, down at Chinkapa Park. That'll start at 9:30. Is their first games down there, and then they'll be playing all day. They'll also be using Stern Arena. They've got 16 teams that'll be playing in that tournament.
Wow, that's biggie.
Yeah. So there'll be a lot of kids in town tomorrow, so it'll be fun. Lots of things to go to, so just pick it up and go to one of those events. It's kind of fun to watch. And then on the 7th, next Friday, is the Richland Renegade Toms Banquet at the Morton Community Center. That starts at 5:30. And that's another good group, kind of, loosely connected to the Sportsman's Club, where they're doing things, they're doing fundraisers to try and help out youth getting out in the outdoors and stuff like that. So that's a good event. They always have a really good selection of prizes. They have a really good live auction. That's a lot of fun. So
they like to have fun while they're fundraising, believe me.
Yeah, that's where the fun.
That's where the fun comes in. Clever. Right. I didn't plan that, by the way.
And then on the 8th, this next Saturday, we'll be hosting the Winter Classic Boys Youth Basketball Tournament, and that'll be at the public school as well. I think we have around 16, about half as many, because it's just boys, so about 16 teams, 16 to 20 teams that we'll be having in that. So another tournament going on in town next weekend. And then February 13th is Giving Hearts Day. Hughes Shelter is open to some nonprofits, including the zoo. Get up there, and they have a soup bar, I think is how they're kind of doing it, whatever. But that's a good event to get out and get some money out to the nonprofits that are always, and they all do such an awesome job, every one of them.
Yeah, they all contribute a lot.
They're out there helping out youth, helping out other disadvantaged folks in town. So get out there and help those people out. It's a good event, good soup, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
So get up
I'd
there,
go just for that.
Get up there for lunch, yeah. I think there's at least a dozen. Maybe Kathy mentioned how many. There's more than a dozen nonprofits that'll be at Hugh Shelter. So it's kind of a one-stop shop to
you bet. Go and stop and hit every one if you can, yep. You know.
And then on the 15th, that'll be Saturday, the Neil Heitkamp Youth Ice Fishing Derby at Heitkamp Pond. That's gonna happen. That's really a fun thing, too. I mean, there's been years that I know that we've had, I think, over 300 kids out there.
Well, I think Greg was in yesterday, and he was saying, it topped out the one year at over 300 kids on the ice.
That's another fun one. You know, they'll get some ice fishing, you know, tackle or something like that each kid's going to get. Plus, it's a fun time. You know, get the kids outside in the wintertime out on the ice, and hopefully everybody catches a fish and has a good time.
And it's free. Just show up.
It is,
can't beat the prize.
Exactly, yeah. So there's more information on that. If you go to rrasc.net, that's their website, the Red River Area Sportsman's Club.net. So go there, and you can find out some more information on that. And then February 17th, President's Day, the park offices will be closed. So
all right.
It's just a little bit of update. So
okay.
Here's
and with that, Summer, step on up here, and let's talk to you. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
So what are your official duties at Parks and Rec? What do you do?
So right now I'm working on the Winter Classic tournament, and then I also kind of run the adult league, so like volleyball, women's and co-ed, and then we have men's league going on right now. So I'm kind of in charge of all the recreation programs that we have going on.
It's safe to say you're a very organized person.
I would yeah, definitely have to be with everything happening. So
absolutely. Mm-hmm. So what drew you to this? What made you say, hey, you know what, I want to check this out?
Well, I went to school at SDSU, and I majored in sport and recreation management, and I really wanted to get involved in Parks and Rec. I've been working back home in Aberdeen. That's where I'm from.
Okay.
I worked there all throughout high school, and I just really love the Parks and Rec industry, and I kind of wanted to spread my wings a little bit and go somewhere else, try something new. And
fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, it's great to have you here. And,
yeah,
and like I said,
here.
I told you earlier, you know, open door always to Wapton Parks and Rec. Come back in and talk with us some more.
All right.
Will you do that?
I'll do that, yeah.
All right.
Sure.
Josh, step on up. Likewise, good morning. Welcome to the morning show.
Morning. How are you today?
I am doing just fine. Great to have you here.
Thank you.
Welcome
good
to Parks and Rec. And you're the money guy. You're the numbers guy. Tell me about your job description.
You know, my big job will be working with the financials and, most importantly, helping Brad and the rec department to find creative ways to bring revenue.
Okay.
You know, that's what I want to do. You know, I've been through the rec activities myself, being here from Wapaton. So
born and raised.
Born and raised.
I love it.
I have a lot of good memories from that time. So took advantage of coming back and being a part of this great department and hope I can bring a lot of value.
Feels good giving back, coming back home.
Feels great.
All right. Great. Well, and again, are you excited about this? I mean, as you look to Parks and Rec, like I said, the program has grown, and it is getting so big.
It is. It's really changed, you know, since I was a kid. You know,
right.
it was great back then, but Brad's done a great job, and I just can't believe the amount of kids that are associated with it now. So
right.
it's pretty neat, you know, right. And it's good to be part of it.
Absolutely. Well, it's good to have you here. And again, likewise, always welcome here, always an open door and an open mic for you.
Oh, absolutely. Right. I'll take advantage of that.
All right. Two great additions. Brad, step back up. Yeah, this is exciting stuff for you at Parks and Rec.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. It just, you know, like I said earlier, you know, we run a pretty tight ship, I guess, as far as, you know, what we have for labor, trying to do the things we are doing. But just adding the one extra person, just
right.
It's exponentially better, because it just gives us more time to, you know, brainstorm on new ideas. There too, you know, some of the listeners out there, you know, if you've got ideas on some sports or activities that you want, that you think that we should be doing in Wapton, stop by the office, come in and meet Summer and Josh, and let us know something else that you've seen somewhere else or whatever.
Bring it up, definitely. All right, my friend. Listen, you have a great month in February. And, again, stop back if you need anything.
All right.
And if not, we'll talk to you the end of February, all right?
Sounds good.
Brad Edwardson, Wapton Parks and Rec. It is 9:49 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Love is unconditional. We knew it from the start. I see it in your eyes. You can feel it from my heart. From here on after, let's stay the way we are right now. And share all the love and laughter that a lifetime will allow. I cross my heart and promise to give all I've got to give to make all your dreams come true. In all the world, you'll never find a love as true as mine. My life complete, and as long as there's a breath in me, I'll make yours just as sweet. As we look into the future, it's as far as we can see. So let's make each tomorrow be the best that it can be. Cross my heart and promise to give all I've got to give to make all your dreams come true. In all the world, you'll never find a love as true as mine. It starts to storm. You've got the promise of my love to keep you warm.
Doing my best to help you guys get through the workday. Turner Black.